Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson, and joining me in the studio today is a great friend of KRDO's and an endorsee of Dave Ramsey's, one of our favorite national hosts here at KRDO, Kathleen Fox, who is the president of Payroll City, somebody I've enjoyed getting to know and support. Kathleen, welcome to the Business Connection studio.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me in your studio today.
You're very welcome. We're here together because we're going to uncover a couple of things for business owners who need your services. But first, let's talk about you and talk about how you found your way here to doing what you love so much. You can tell you're beaming whenever I see you. You love the work that you do. You're actually doing a real service for businesses, and we're going to talk about how that exactly works.
Thank you. We really do try to do that. And in fact, probably the biggest reason I'm here and in payroll is because I used to work as an accountant and a controller in smaller companies. We probably had about 100 employees or less. We outsourced it to ADP and to Paychex. If there was an issue there, and it's payroll, there's issues in payroll. Sometimes things happen. I just didn't feel like I got that personal service. And so our motto over here at Payroll City is that personal service. You reach a live person when you call in. We're not running through automated systems. So anyhow, that's really it. That and then technology and software. When we first started, you couldn't get your information. I wanted to download my information into an Excel file. How can I do that if I want to analyze where we're needing to change things in our payroll? Where are we a little high or low? And I couldn't do that. I think that maybe technology's caught up a little better, but we were on the cutting edge 15 years ago when we first started with that. So good technology, good software, easy to read reporting. Those are all really important to make a business owner's life a little bit easier to do.
Oh gosh, yes. And I think in terms of smart, but your wonderful husband, Jeff, who is part of the business, mm-hmm. and your son, Adam, who helps write your software programs and things like that, that are going to lead us to make a special offer here today for business owners. Jeff is right on point. It's productive for you to outsource your payroll. And as pointed out, and this is one of my favorite talking points here, payroll is 100% overhead. So if you are outsourcing that, now you've gotten back time that you were losing before to be more productive. And this is really not expensive, not even for moms and pops and individual business owners. It's just not.
It is. It's a very inexpensive product. One of the things that, then there's a lot of surveys out there you could go looking, but actually one tax violation and you have to pay a tax penalty by not paying your taxes our payroll cost is probably less than that. So we're going to keep you out of any tax penalties. We're going to help you to report your taxes on time. One of the things I've always said about payroll is it's a time thief. Somebody can sit down and do payroll and maybe they might spend 20 minutes, but they're also thinking about it. Oh my gosh, next week, did I make my tax payment? Oh my gosh, when is this one due? So not only does it take the time from you, but you're constantly having to worry and think about it. And that's what we do. We ensure that your tax payments are timely. We are going to do that for you. And that frees up so much. It's almost not comprehensible because it's not just time. It's every business owner has so many things going through their head. And this takes that out of their head.
I would say it gives back a few acres of mind space because you don't know how much this really occupies your mind and takes up a lot of thinking time until you give it over to Kathleen and Payroll City. And I want to refer back to the fact that you're Dave Ramsey endorsed. And Dave Ramsey is a very special of our national hosts here on KRDO. And he endorses a handful of our business owners. And believe me, it is not an easy status to obtain. You are very carefully vetted and screened. And Kathleen, your vetting process was one of the shortest because your record of performance is one of the strongest. So you are truly trusted by your current client base. New clients can trust you. You've got Dave Ramsey to back you up. He would not stake his reputation on a business like yours if he didn't believe in you. And he does. And that gives me reason to say that business owners should also be believing in you. So back to price point now. If you are a business owner and you think you can't afford this, you might want to think again. And as opposed to chancing taking a fine, and all that mind space and think time that you could be using for productivity and implementing new ideas and tweaking your business plan, you could be paying an average of $1,200 to $1,500 a year to have this service performed. And now the risk is off of you as well. All that responsibility is taken on by the team over at Payroll City.
You're right. And we process for a lot of small businesses. It's amazing how many one-person businesses we have. Tax accountants are advising those people who own a business, they need to have payroll done, and that helps them to save on their taxes at the end of the year. And so we're there to handle that one person. They might just have one person one time a quarter, and that's going to be less than $500 for the year for them to do that. We're also going to file every single tax that's due. And what you have to understand is that every quarter we are filing a 941 for the business owners. We file a unemployment at the state, and we are also filing throughout that quarter the withholding taxes. Now, if you're in Denver and you're doing work in Denver, there's also an OPT tax, and we will pay those OPT taxes also for you. So we those in conjunction. And also, if you have questions, how do I set up this health insurance deduction? Is this exempt from taxes? Is it not? We help guide you. We can't give you legal advice. We have to be careful about that. But we ensure that those are all set up and in the payroll system properly. Whenever you have any questions, we're there for you.
And you're listening to Kathleen Fox here on KRDO News Radio Business Connection, president of Payroll City. We're going to make a special offer not too long from now for businesses that want to come on board with Payroll City, which I think is a very, as Jeff would say, Jeff, your husband, productive thing to do. I completely agree with that. So, Kathleen, let's talk for a couple of minutes about two big changes coming up, examples of a couple of big changes. And let's start with that one change that we know is coming up for how you employers report certain of your own expenses.
Right. Now, actually, this is something that has been going on for the last 3 years, but we have found that a lot of employers are not properly reporting these. It could wind up in trouble the longer this goes on. Sometimes the IRS will let it go for a year or two, but then they're expecting that you will know those laws. A big one that we're seeing is that small business employers, owners of the business, need to report the health insurance that is paid through the company for their behalf. They need to report that as income on their W-2. Now, that income on W-2 is going to be subject to federal and state taxes, but it is exempt from social and Medi. So it's a little bit complicated in making sure that that's in the system properly. And we ensure that that's done right, and then we ensure that it's posted on your W-2 properly. So you want to look for that. You want to make sure your health insurance is on your W-2, included in your wages, and then you have in the other box, it's going to list them. And then what you're going to do is when you file your 1040, your personal 1040, then you get to make that deduction for the federal and state. It actually has a net zero taxing effect to you, but it's the way that you have to report it.
Oops.
And it's an oops.
All oops.
You'd be surprised how many people we get, and we're still getting them, and we will probably continue to get them in February.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. My tax accountant just told me that I needed to report this, and yep. It's coming back. And so we send out notifications, say, don't forget to report your S-Corp insurance at the end of the year. So we do have end-of-the-year checklists, and we encourage you. And they can always call if they have questions.
All right, Kathleen. These always go so fast. A minute and a half to go. You made mention of a W-4 form coming out in the year 2020. Mm-hmm. So we will be using that form to file our 2019 taxes. Big implications for we employees.
Actually, going to be in 2020. So what we're looking at is you're going to have to file a new W-4 form with your employer prior to next year, January. And the big deal is no longer you're going to have those, I had two deductions, I had three deductions, or I had four deductions. You're going to need to come prepared when you fill out your W-2. I'm sorry, not W-2, W-4. Mm-hmm. When you come to fill out your W-4, you need to know how much income you've made. So it's going to be based upon income. And if you're itemizing, you need to be able to declare how much you're itemizing. It's a little bit, it's a lot more complicated than before.
Okay, two ways to do this. You can go to payrollcity.com. That's payrollcity.com. Or you can give Kathleen and her team a call at 719-260-9933. Sign up for Payroll City services and receive HR Essentials at no charge for a full year. Kathleen, what a treat to have you here today. Thank you for everything that you do for business owners.
Thank you for having me, Ted.
That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. The Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio. We air Sunday mornings at 7 right here on KRDO. 105.5 FM, 1240 AM. Now with more ways to listen at 92.5 FM. And don't forget, you can get us online, on demand, 24/7, totally free, by podcast at KRDO.com. Click on the radio tab and select podcasts.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.